This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report and the Bet AM 1520. We're going to have a show today that I've been trying to put together for many, many years. And when I would write to Tom Rush, renowned American folk and blues singer, guitarist, and songwriter, I could never get through. But a few months ago, he answered one of my emails, and here he is. I saw him perform a year ago at the Kravis Center in Palm Beach. It was a beautiful, well-attended performance in one of the most beautiful halls in the country. And I've been listening to Tom Rush since the time I was in high school. So I go back with him 50 years. So a wonderful, talented performer, American folk and blues singer, guitarist, songwriter, whose success helped launch the careers of other singer-songwriters in the 60s. And he has been singing for 60 years. Tom Rush was born in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the adopted son of a teacher at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. He began performing in 61 while studying at Harvard after graduating from Groton School. A very gifted performer, a lot of depth, a lot of talent, and we're so happy to have him with us on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Let's talk about your new album. I think that's what's hot around the United States and Canada today. What's the new album all about, Tom Rush?
Well, first of all, Brian, you've got one small detail wrong.
Okay.
I just realized that 2025 is my 65th annual.
I was trying to make you a little younger.
Okay. I appreciate that.
All right.
I appreciate it. The new album is all songs that I wrote. It was produced by my accompanist, Matt Nicola, who turns out to be a brilliant producer as well as a brilliant instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and accompanist. It's called Gardens Old, Flowers New. And I think in his, it's a line that's in two of the songs on the album. I might actually sing one of them for you. But I think in Matt's mind, I'm the old garden and the songs are the new flowers.
Okay.
So that's where the title, why the title is what it is. And I think it's my best so far.
Really? In 65 years, you think this is the best in 65 years? So you're getting better with age.
I don't know what's going on, but I've written more songs in the past 10 years than I did in the first 50 years. And the past two albums have been all songs that I've written. People seem to like them a lot. The first song on the album was called Sailing, and it was the number one song on Margaritaville radio for months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a couple songs by some guy named Jimmy Buffet, something like that.
Buffett.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He lived near me in Palm Beach.
Yeah, I miss him. I regarded him as a friend.
I've seen him perform, a very great performer. Yep.
So shall I do your song from the new album?
Yeah, which are you going to do Glory Road?
I thought I would do Glory Road.
Okay.
Actually, most of the songs in the album are pretty recent. A couple of them go back a ways, and this one probably goes back 50-some years to a radio check from an interview I was doing with a guy named Gene Shea in Philadelphia 50-some
mm-hmm.
years ago. And it was the only recording of it, and I played it for Matt Nicola, my producer, and he said, I like that. Let's do that one. This is the solo version, of course.
Okay.
There's Glory, now Glory Road. Sing hallelujah, you better get on home. You've been gone too long. At 14 years I left my home. The moon was in the trees. Mama's voice was in my ears calling after me. And springtime in the breeze. At 14 years I turned my back. My fortune far to find.
Set my feet to rambling around, standing around in the gambling towns, wasting time like wine. And hey, the glory, now glory road, sing hallelujah, you better get on home. You've been gone too long. Wash cars, Benji, 10 bars, Benji, can't be proud to take alone. It gets cold, Benji, grow old, Benji, can't be scared to be alone on the glory road. And it's his glory, that glory road. Sing hallelujah, you better get on home. You've been gone too long. I ain't a man to worry much, very seldom pray. I'll pray right now, I see my home. When springtime passes by this time, springtime comes that way. And hey, glory, now glory rose. Sing hallelujah, you better get on home. You've been gone too long.
So this is a song a little bit about your career, your glory road for 65 years?
You could take it that way.
Okay. Now, where can people, if they're listening in Buffalo or Toronto or Manhattan, what's the best and easiest way to buy this new album?
The best way is to go to TomRush.com and click on, well, I forget what it's called, click on the merchandise stuff. While you're there,
yes,
click on shows, because I'm doing a whole bunch of shows starting in about a month. I've got a whole string of shows in the Northeast and in Florida. So check it out. Come on by. We'll have some fun.
Well, we have thousands of people listening right now to the Rusk Report and the Bet AM 1520. Where will the shows be? Do you have any of the dates so people can try and attend the shows?
Boy, now you're asking me a hard question.
Well, what cities are you going to be in? People can keep their eyes peeled in different papers. And
well, I've got to look it up on the calendar, because the calendar knows everything and I know nothing. I'm going to be in Fall River, Massachusetts on the 22nd of February, Boca Raton, Florida, the 24th and 25th, Tampa, the 27th, Orlando, the 28th, Stuart, Florida, on March 1st. And then it just keeps going. They're working me too hard.
I think that's what keeps you young, is this activity.
Well, I think so. I love playing for people. I see no reason to think about retirement.
And
the travel gets harder and harder.
Now
I saw everybody.
Judy Collins perform up here in Buffalo some months ago, and she's about your age, and she's going strong.
She sure is. She actually wants to. I should mention, Brian, I've been doing an online video series called Rockport Sundays, and you can link up to that through TomRush.com as well. But they're little 15-minute episodes. They're posted on Sunday mornings, and they stay up for 8 weeks. You don't have to watch it on any at any particular time. But it's me and a guest, and Judy's going to be one of my guests.
Wonderful.
She wants to, and some of the guests have been my contemporaries. Judy's coming up, Tom Paxton and Jonathan Edwards. But a lot of them, you mentioned helping other careers get started. A lot of my guests are these young kids who are just absolutely jaw-droppingly good, and I'm trying to introduce them to a wider crowd.
Well, you're doing that with Matt McCoa. He was very good with you at the Kravis Center in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Right. He's not only when he's with me, and he will be with me on these upcoming shows in Florida, he'll do a few songs on his own during the course of the evening, besides backing me up. And he steals the show, and I pay him to do it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, you're trying to let him have as an exciting career as you've had. We're going to take a little...
I'm hoping when he's playing stadiums, he lets me open the shows.
I think that would be wonderful. We're going to take a break for a moment, and then maybe we can have you sing Sienna's song from your new album. And again, people can get these albums by going to TomRush.com. And we have a similar name. Rusk is interviewing Rush today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests, Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, who is ambassador to the European Union, philanthropist Gene Shafiroff, and Stan Collarin with the Cancer Alliance. Coming up, we're going to have a fellow who... was arrested with the January 6 riots, Tom Sibbick, and then Bob McLaughlin, who is an executive with Canadian Television for many years. If you're listening in Montreal, Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please send a note to Brian Rusk, the Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. To have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. We have a big Polish population in Buffalo, New York, where we're broadcasting from. A little more information about Tom Rush. And again, he has a new album out. You should look to the site of TomRush.com. And we're going to have another song in a moment, but a little bit more information. Tom Rush majored in English literature. His early recordings include Southern and Appalachian folk and old-time country songs, Woody Guthrie ballads, and acoustic guitar blues such as Jesse Fuller's San Francisco Bay Blues, which appeared on his first two LPs. He regularly performed at the Club 47 Coffee House, now called Club Passam, in Cambridge, the Unicorn in Boston, and the Main Point in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. A very gifted American folk and blues singer, guitarist, and songwriter. So would you like to sing Sienna's song for us, Tom Rush?
Sure. This is this is another one that goes back. It's not a recent song. I wrote this for Sienna when she was about two, mm-hmm. and she's now 25. And it goes like this. Oh, it's got the title of the album in it, Gardens Old, Flowers New. Oh, Sienna baby's dancing. Arms are waving, feet are prancing. To a music only she can hear. Round and round the room she goes, follows where her music flows, a laughing, shining bubble in the air. Oceana baby's eating, at her feet a dog is waiting, open for a treat, or maybe two. Spaghetti, Jell-O, Cheerios, tomato soup and ice cream cone. The room's a different place when she's through. Oh, Sienna, where's your nose? Where's your fingers? Where's your toes? How the time, it goes and flows away. Oh, Sienna, precious moments. Oh, how soon you'll be a woman. Today is so long ago, far away. Sienna's playing in the garden. She loves to watch the sky for airplanes. She laughs and claps and waves and cries bye-bye. This garden's old, the flowers new. Flash of sunlight in the dew. A light so bright can bring tears to your eyes. Oceana babies bathing. Ducks and turtles, frogs are swimming. Laughing, splashing bubbles all around. Oceana babies reading. Pooh and Tigger, Bert and Ernie. It's better when the book is upside down. An Oceana, where's your nose? Where's your fingers? Where's your toes? How the time it goes and flows away. Oceana, precious moments. Oh, how soon you'll be a woman. Today is so long ago, far away. Oceana baby sleeping. Now I wonder what she's dreaming. Doves and ducks and planes and ice cream cones. And in her sleep the baby's dancing. I can almost hear her music. The whole world spinning, twirling, round and round. Tomorrow's coming on an airplane. We will meet it in the morning. And we shall see what presents it might bring. And we shall see what we shall see. And it will be what it will be. And until then, my darling, dance and dream. And Oceana, where's your nose? Where's your fingers? Where's your toes? Now the time it goes and flows away. And Oceana, precious moments. Oh, how soon you'll be a woman. The days so long ago, far away. Far away and long ago. So the story's often told. It always starts with once upon a time. And I'll pray it ends with ever after. Lots of music, love, and laughter. A laughing, shining baby by your side. Oceana, where's your nose? Where's your fingers? Where's your toes? Now the time, it goes and flows away.
Very sweet song. Very loving, very sweet. Our guest today is Tom Rush, American folk and blues singer, guitarist, and songwriter with a 65-year career. For those who have just tuned in, if you want to drop us a note, please write to Brian Rusk at the Bet 1520 Rusk Report. And that's 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about our guest, Tom Rush. In the 70s, he lived in Deering, New Hampshire. As of 2023, he lives in North Shore region of Massachusetts, not far from his New Hampshire birthplace. Rolling Stone magazine credits Tom Rush with ushering in the era of songwriter-singer. In addition to performing his own compositions, he sang songs by Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Murray McLaughlin, David Whiffen, William Hawkins, helping them gain recognition early in their careers. And now he performs with a very gifted performer, Matt McCoa. I saw them perform together in West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, Gordon Lightfoot, I've seen him in concert many times. I'm sorry he passed, but I guess you had a pretty good relationship with him. And Gordon Lightfoot called Tom Rush, our guest, the best live solo act he's ever seen. And on Saturday night, Tom Rush validated Gord's assertion. That's from Cashbox magazine in Canada. You opened for him for his last two performances at the renovated Massey Hall. Tell us how you look back at Gordon Lightfoot. What was special about him?
Oh, he was just—he was such a cool guy. I regarded him as a dear friend. We crossed paths many, many times over the years, and Massey Hall. I love those shows. Massey Hall had been closed for a couple of years for a $20 billion renovation. And he was the last to play there before they closed, and they wanted him to be the first to open. He had three nights sold out a year in advance, and he broke his wrist. and he thought he was going to have to cancel all three nights. But then he figured out that with a lot of practice and physical therapy, he could do an hour show, but he couldn't do a 90-minute show. So he asked me to come up and open the first two nights with a 30-minute opener. And he gave me this really warm introduction. You know, Tom was the first to record Joni Mitchell and the first to record Jackson Browne and the first to record James Taylor, but he never recorded any of my songs. So I got to go out there and say, well, I've got 30 minutes tonight, 30 minutes tomorrow. I could do the first half of Edmund Fitzgerald tonight. They like that.
Okay. Well, you're both very gifted performers, and I have property near where Gordon Lightfoot was born and raised in Orillia, Canada. Both very gifted performers, Tom Rush and Gordon Lightfoot. Now, we're going to do a little song of No Regrets, and I want to give a little lead into that. And again, anybody who's interested in purchasing an album, go to TomRush.com. And we have listeners from Montreal to northern Florida, west of the Mississippi. We encourage participate in this man's brilliant career. And in his bio,
I should mention, Brian, that the new album is in CD format and LP. I decided not to do the 8-track tape this time.
Oh, I don't know. Do they still make 8-track tapes?
I don't know, but I would have to sell you the pickup truck to go with it.
That's all right. Okay. All right. Well, it reads in Wikipedia about Tom Rush. His 68 composition, No Regrets, is now a standard, with numerous cover versions having been recorded. Tom Rush did two radically different versions himself. These include the Walker Brothers, who gave Tom Rush top 10 credit as a songwriter on the UK singles chart, and whose success Rush credits with putting his two children through college. Emmy Lou Harris, who included the song on her 1988 album, Bluebird and Midge, whose cover also made UK top 10. So you have listeners and fans all over the world. Could you please honor us by playing one of my favorites, No Regrets?
I can do that.
Great.
This is a... You left out U2. U2 also covered it.
Wonderful.
That was kind of exciting. No regrets. Long overdue. For far too long I've had nothing new to show to you. With my dry eyes I watched your plane fade off west of the moon. It felt so strange to walk away alone. No regrets, no tears, goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye. The hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, not thinking you were gone. And it felt so strange to lie awake alone. There's no regrets.
years goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye. Our friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces in your place can't keep the ghosts away. Just beyond the darkest hour, just behind the dawn, still feels so strange to lead my life alone. There's no regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again and say goodbye.
Well, that was beautiful. That was with a great legend in music, folk, blues, Thomas Walker Rush. Again, you can buy these albums at tomrush.com. And we've had other programs in the last 30 years on this program. We've had Tommy James and the Shondells, Marie Osmond, Chita Rivera has been on this program, and now we have the great folk and blues singer, songwriter, Tom Rush. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the past 15 years. Thank you for teaching us about your brilliant career, Tom Rush. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.